T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I'm going to try something a little different here in honor of Trevor Bauer.
What are you doing?
Trevor Bauer on Saturday pitched an inning in the preseason game, exhibition game, with one eye.
One eye closed. Please don't say that. Listen to Vince Quinn. I thought you took his eye out.
One eye closed. One eye closed.
I was confused.
Jonesy, I would like you, could you also just use one eye this segment?
I'm going to leave my one eye open, though.
That's not the eye I was talking about, Josie. Sit back up.
I'm watching you, pal.
And it started.
Such a world.
It's only 6 a.m.
I wanted to warm Jonesy up fast. I want to get him going fast.
I'm ready.
We have a fabulous radio show for you. If you have not been listening to Al Morgani, you're just tuned in. All right, in our next segment, Al will take us into the harrowing, exciting story of his vaccine.
I got vaccinated.
Settle down now.
We want the story because you, and if your theory is correct that the people in the best shape have the biggest reaction, then you, my friend, are living to be 100.
Going to the Olympics.
Maybe longer.
You're alive,
Morgani will be throwing javelins in the Olympics. He'll give us
right
that
at Jonesy's.
Because Al had a bumpy ride, but look at him now. You know what Ava said this morning? She watched him last night on TV. She said, that is one sexy man.
She must have been watching with one eye closed.
Both eyes.
Both eyes in that case. All right, we got a lot of ground to cover today. Billy King's making a special appearance on the show because we want to hear his thoughts on why they held an All-Star game last night, because it still seems to me it was a bad idea, especially since the two Sixers did not get to play, forcing Ryu's and many of our other viewers either to the Flyers game, which was also a kick in the rear end, which I'll get to in one second, or Meghan Markle, which is where Rhea used it. Rhea used went royal family.
So did the country. It was nuts.
There's a lot of royal family going on. But anyway, she is a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
Young world.
She's gorgeous.
Very nice woman. Yeah. However, apparently now she's in trouble.
Oh, my God. That's
anyway,
a mess.
But let us begin with the awesome thing that happened last night in this city. It took almost a week to get everything ready. But last night, the Wells Fargo Center opened up its doors to fans returning. Now, for the winter teams, almost 1 year to the day.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
1 year to the day. Let me tell you something. If you were outside that arena before those people were going in, and some of them spent a lot of money on a secondary market to get in to see a hockey game, listen to the level of excitement from this Flyers fan.
The feeling to be back is it's incredible. It feels like Christmas Day every single day that the Flyers play. It is the biggest, motivation booster in the world, especially through the time we're in right now. I mean, it is something that it makes you forget what you're going through right now and makes you remember that the Flyers are playing and we're going to get to the Cup this year. We're going to win the Cup and we're going to bring it back to Philly. So let's go, Flyers!
Those fans are out of control.
That kid was awesome. He was wearing he had all Flyers stuff on, but then he had the green Flyers St. Patrick's Day hat.
He was having a party.
That kid was really good.
You know? And then, the Flyers came out inspired by that crowd, and right away they put one on the board.
Yeah.
Ferraby could not get out of the zone, but Couturier throws it at him. 2-on-1 with Henry. Ferraby with the puck. Ferraby holds the shot. He scores! Listen to the fans!
So nice to hear the fans as Farabee makes it 1-0 Philadelphia.
And that little chuckle was the debut of Scott Hartnell as the analyst in place of Keith Jones, who had busy network business.
Yeah, JJ threw Jonesy right under the bus after the game.
Yep.
Says, yeah, well, just one name for you, Jonesy, says Wally Pipp.
Oh.
I woke up to that text.
Hey, Wally Pipp, that, let me tell you something right now. That man right there to our right out.
Yeah.
That is hockey analysis at the highest level, known to man.
You can do that job with one eye open.
All right, anyway, so they, I mean, things couldn't be going better, Al.
They're going good, yeah.
Things are great. The crowd's fine. You heard the, did you hear the reaction when that's going in? You wouldn't have known it was 3,000.
Oh, no. When the crowd,
how is that? How do they generate that much noise?
I guess it gets, sometimes it sounds
echoes?
Louder, yeah, because.
It echoes?
Oh, there were some loud scenarios in that game.
They've
last
been
night.
It's been empty for so long, man.
There's another beautiful opportunity. The fans of this city have always wanted to acknowledge the courageous fight Oscar Lindblad had and beating cancer. Because when things went shut down last year, he was shut down.
Yeah.
And no one knew what would happen to him.
He came back in a bubble.
And he finally did play right at the end in the bubble, right? Yeah. But no one had a chance yet to acknowledge his courageous and successful battle.
Yeah, not here in Philly. In Pittsburgh they did the other night, but it was great for the Flyer fans.
So when it came out, listen to how excited they were then. That's 3,000 fans here.
That's awesome.
3,000 fans doing that job. All right, before I go any further, other than Al was there. He will give you full reports throughout the show. I need to talk to people that are in the stands. Like maybe that very excited kid before the game, whatever. Because obviously, I have just completed now the good news.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was other good fan stuff, the referees.
No, there's other. No, oh, I have
that,
all
that's
that.
All good.
But just so you know, it is not good stuff when the fans are angry.
Well, yes,
now,
it is.
It's good for the perspective that they were still full of. Being away a year did not change the psyche of the fans of this city. I can happily report to you. So who's listening right now that was there? I'm giving you priority status. I don't think I have great giveaways today. But please jump on now and just tell me what that was like. Two things I need to know. What was it like and how much did you pay to get in?
Yeah.
Because, Al, you went with your season tickets?
No, I went. I covered the game.
It was working.
But did anyone – what happened to your tickets?
I don't know. I
how do you not know the your ticket?
Have you spoken to your daughter yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
He's an idiot.
All right. In his defense, he's been battling the after effects of the vaccine. Although it seemed by yesterday he was doing okay.
He was great on there last
not
night.
To the extent where he could find out what happened to his own season
ticket. I'm sure that she was. I know she went to the game. But I don't know if she went with ours or somebody else's tickets.
Wow.
I feel like I was there.
Wow.
Yeah, that means he sold his tickets
great.
Again.
Anyway, things started to go bad. And there was a really bad interference call by the refs, right, Al?
It made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
None. Zero.
And Jim Jackson slammed him for it, and the crowd was not happy. Listen to the crowd.
The Capitals are just about unstoppable at home on the power play. Here's Ovechkin though with the shot. Save her. That is the rebound.
Refs, you suck.
I loved it.
3,000 fans. 3,000 fans. You guys lit it up. It was beautiful, Al. And then they lost the game 3-1.
Yeah.
They had nothing.
They couldn't extend their lead and
didn't do anything.
No. No power play, couldn't score.
Should I blame Carter Hart at all?
Oh, no.
He was okay?
No, Konechny had opportunities to score, didn't take advantage.
They had a 2-on-0 and a 3-on-1.
3-on-1, they didn't even get a shot off, really.
Terrible.
No.
Terrible. No. And but after the game, just in case you were wondering, if Philadelphia sports fans, after a year of the coronavirus, had changed their negative approach, let's listen.
And down, happy to keep the puck down there, and that will do it. So the Washington Capitals come into Philadelphia and disappoint the first fans to see a game here at the Wells Fargo Center in nearly a year.
Music. That is, music to our ears.
That is beautiful.
It was great to hear a boo again.
Well, that's you know awesome. What's funny? If you look at the Washington Capitals official website, it says Flyers fans are back. Two big boos, a guy with a middle finger, and packs of batteries. This is an official.
Oh, packs of batteries.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was throwing any batteries.
It was unbelievable.
They would have. Josie, I'm sure in your many days playing for the Flyers. What's it like to get booed at the end of a bad game?
You know you deserve it. It's just you don't want it to happen, but it's going to happen.
Is it embarrassing?
It can be, and it's actually funny when it's one particular player that's getting booed on your team. It did make me chuckle. Like there's a few guys that got it frequently.
Did you ever remind them after the game in the locker room that they were the target of the fan?
Often.
You might want to go out hecklers. There for the fourth star.
there are some great hecklers there.
Now, here's the thing. Alain Vigneault had done a tribute the previous day, Al, to the fans when they were in Pittsburgh. By the way, they're losing now. They're not in a great spot with the playoffs, right?
Pittsburgh has 8 games left against the 2 worst teams in the division.
Ooh.
8 games each.
Ooh. And if Pittsburgh finishes ahead of the Flyers might not make it?
Unless they catch Washington or Boston, they ain't going to catch the Islanders.
How bad would it be if they didn't make the playoffs?
Well, let's not get into that right now.
All right, fine. I'm sorry.
Those
boos made me think negative for a second. I got to stay focused. I got to stay positive.
I'll be booed
so
right
anyway,
off the
so ice. Vigneault comes out and he goes, you know, they've been playing well. Their record's good. And he went, but the missing ingredient for our team has been the fans. And then they came out and they booed his team off the ice after they lost. Here's Vigneault after the game.
We came out here with the best intentions, playing in front of our fans. We came out with good jump, but we couldn't finish the job. So what we've got to do now is we got tomorrow to rest up, and we'll have a quick morning skate on Tuesday and get ready for our next opponent.
So anyway, it started really great, and everybody was very excited, and then it went right to hell.
Yeah, that's okay.
But it's you know what?
It's a nice hell.
For one night to even lose the game, but to see some return to normalcy is cool.
Yes, it is.
Now, I need to talk to people that were there. 215-592-9494, because, you deserve a lot of credit for being that involved in the game. B, I know how long you waited. I heard that guy. I played with that guy. Was like, and C, what was it like to boo again? Like all that rage that we pour out at events, right, Jonesy?
Yes.
Where has it gone past year?
It's been yelling at the TV set.
Are we yelling at the TV?
Yelling at Jonesy and JJ.
Yep. Yelling at family members, possibly?
JJ gets a lot.
Dogs hate it.
All right. Now, I got great stuff to give away today, and I don't need to tell you that there was no good reason that I could give you to watch the All-Star game last night, since the 2 representatives of the Sixers were not eligible to play because they had gone to a barber.
Yeah.
Who then did contact tracing at either. I don't know if he had the COVID. Yeah. He was near
this
the COVID.
Almost happened at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's right. With Patrick Mahomes.
He got to get that haircut.
Yeah, right. I don't know what that's about. But we have put together a great list of, we're calling it the COVID All-Stars.
Oh.
These are all the players. By the way, we have 25 just in our city who have had the COVID or have been benched because of the COVID. Like, you didn't have to actually have the virus.
No, I had to contact tracing.
You missed games because of the virus.
Yeah.
We have the COVID All-Stars. All you need to do to claim one of our gifts today is give us one of the best people, best players who have had the virus during the past year. We are calling it the COVID All-Stars. What are you playing for? A $100 Visa gift card, a $50 Primo Hoagie gift card, a $25 Conshohocken Brewing Company gift card, and an Aaron Nola shirt with the number and JT Real Muto, blue Nike name.
Nice.
These are 2 T-shirts, courtesy of the Phillies New Era Team Store at Citizens Bank Park. We have great stuff today. All you got to do to win is name somebody affected by the virus. All names are eligible and available to you. All right, Al? Now, when we return, we're going to give you the question of the day, and you will tell the story.
Yeah.
because you were not handy. People should understand. I was not here Friday.
No.
It was not because at that point he was ill. He had already anticipated the possibility, and he took the day off.
Yeah.
Johnson came in for the day.
Oh, you got the Johnson vaccine, did you?
We had the Johnson vaccine. I can report, Josie, he was far more effective in that role than he had done earlier in the week.
You guys are brutal.
Rhea.
That's refreshing.
Well, no, Rhea, when he was doing the news, he was hitting the wrong cuts.
Yeah, he's struggling.
He was not having any cuts at all. Then he said he was rusty. So anyway, if you would like to win one of the prizes today, all you got to do is jump on board right now and claim one of the big names early. Later in this show, I'm going to rip LeBron James really well. What a jerk. And needless to say, Al, the Odubel Herrera sweepstakes has taken a very negative turn. Very bad.
Really? I thought there was some sunlight there because of the kid.
No.
Mickey?
Yeah, Moniak.
There's no son. Mickey Moniak is not going to win that job.
I don't know.
All right, let's put a bet on it. 215. I know where this is going. I know. In fact, at 8 o'clock, Marcus Hayes will be on.
Yes.
Because Marcus Hayes is a great columnist.
He was at the game last night.
He warned them 2 weeks ago. Marcus said, don't bring him to spring training. Yep. This is going to go bad. Guess what? It's going bad. 215-592-9490. We jump on out, please. There's a Flyer fan listener right now.
He
was at the game last night. Come on. I don't want Al to do all the heavy lifting here.
No, that ain't happening.
And when we come back, the harrowing story of Al's fight with the vaccine.
Yeah.
And now as he sits before us, he is protected forever.
Yep.
Okay,
club sandwich and a beer pretty soon.
Al Morganti in a bar room near you. WIP Sports Time 650.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.